I want to speak to someone else now.
Okay. Who else? Who? There's Obadiah is miserable, or Prudence, who's sensible.
Okay. Obadiah?
Okay.
Hi. Hi, Obadiah.
How are you today?
I'd say I'm a lot better than you look anyway.
Yeah. I always look like this, though.
Oh, that's a pity. There's so many good things in life.
I know, but there's lots and lots of bad things too.
That's true, but, you know, I think people have a tendency sometimes to focus on the bad things and not really notice the good things, so maybe if you tried looking at the good things, you'd be a bit happier.
Yeah, but then if I was always looking on the bright side, I wouldn't be prepared when things go wrong. And things do go wrong.
They do. But there's no point in being miserable all the time. And when things go wrong, you know, they maybe not aren't as bad as you think.
But things do go wrong, don't they?
They do, yes. But we can learn from our mistakes. And that's also very important.
But it's bad at the time when things go wrong.
Yes, but then afterwards you're happy when you get it sorted out. You know? And you're...
I know.
Better person for it.
Just setting yourself up for the next onslaught of misery again.
I really don't believe you that things are that bad.
Well, surely you must have had bad things happen where you don't recover quite so quickly.
True, bad things happen, and then I normally look back on them, you know, a few months down the line and think maybe I overreacted, maybe it wasn't that bad. And you have to put things in perspective. Probably have a much better time than a lot of other people in the world. You know, living in, you know, in a country like Northern Ireland, we have a lot of good things going for us, you know.
But then when you think of other people who don't have such good things, does that not make you a little bit sad?
Yes, that does make me sad, you know, because I know that they won't have the same opportunities as us, and you know,
a lot of people in the world are suffering.
Yes, that's true. No, that things like that would make me sad, yes, and it would be nice if we could do more about that. And I think it's also important that we do take time to think about those things, and but we should also think about good things, like how we could help them, you know, while channeling those feelings into something positive. So you know, if you're worried about how other people are in the world, get involved in some charity and try and do whatever you can to help them. So turning those negatives into positives.
Maybe. It's difficult sometimes, though.
You have to try.
Don't you ever feel like that? Well, it's just hard to cheer yourself up sometimes.
Getting back to your first point, yes, it is difficult, but you know, of course, one person can't change everything, but you can do your best, and if you've done your best, you should be happy.
Yeah, I suppose.
And well, it's inevitable. Sometimes it is hard to cheer yourself up, you know, we have to accept that.
When do you feel like that?
When do I feel upset? It's usually over very silly things, you know, the unexpected things that can get me down. Like find it hard to get jobs, things like that.
That's really hard.
Yeah, when things go wrong in the family, you know, people, yeah, and your grandparents die, and just even having an argument with your brother, things like that, and over really silly things.
That's really hard because you get annoyed, but then after you feel really upset then.
Yes, you do, and you wonder whose fault was it? Was it yours? Was it theirs? And then when you don't think it's your fault, you know, what do you do? You know, do you try and reconcile even though you don't think it's your fault? But normally these things resolve over a couple of days and that's the end of it and everything goes back to normal. Yeah. It's all good.
Nice that things are nice for you.
I think things are nice for you too.
I don't know.
I'm sure you've got lots of nice things going on. I'm sure you've got a nice family, nice job.
No, I always just dwell on the bad things.
Have you tried? You have to try and look at the good things, though.
But then they only remind me of how things can go wrong.
But you haven't you haven't tried to look at the good things. You're obviously thinking about the bad things if you're remembering how things go wrong.
No, I just think I'm realistic about the world.
Well, what is
you may be setting yourself up for disappointment too often.
Well, I don't think so, because most of the time things are good.
I don't know if I agree with you.
No.
You've just said there's things in your life that make you miserable.
Well, I wouldn't say miserable. I'm more like unhappy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should probably try and do more things to make you happy. You know, think about what makes you happy. Try and do more of it.
No, but you can't be happy all the time. We have to be realistic about the way things are.
I think you can be realistic and still do things you enjoy. Yeah, and if there are things that are making you unhappy, you have to sit and think about why they're making you unhappy and what you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you can't do anything about it.
And do you know, I think it's a bit horrible just to be miserable all the time. Can you imagine how that makes your family feel? No, you'll be, by you being miserable, you're making them miserable.
But then being around happy people makes me feel worse.
Well, sometimes people can be a bit too happy. I think, you know, that can be a bit annoying. But quite often they're not as happy as they come across. Yeah.
And why do they pretend?
That's a good question. It's hard to know. But some people do put on an act, and, you know, they act happy all the time. But very often they're the ones that turn out to be the most miserable. So it's very hard to tell how happy people are. People
seem quite happy.
I'm happy a good bit of the time. I'd say 75% of the time. But there are also those times when things aren't so good.
I think I'm maybe being boring. Do you want to talk to someone else?
Yeah.